Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the first guest of the evening here on The Lake Show joining me in studio is a gentleman that has a story that you guys got to hear about. His name is Ryan Harrison. He's a teacher at Rosemont High School, and he's got a remarkable story that we'll dive into. And the reason why he's on the show, number one, is we're happy that he's still with us. We talk about losing loved ones and value people in our community. He is a valued person in our community. He is a teacher, and he had a situation back on December the 10th of 2023 where he suffered a massive heart attack. But he is going to tell us all about his story and what happened on that day and just kind of how he's giving back and trying to bring awareness to Heart Health Month, which is the entire month of February. I mean, we actually have a mutual friend in Tina Rexing, and he is promoting a cookie that he is doing with Tina to promote awareness. Because everybody knows this. Tina's been on my show. I do stuff with her, too, where I have a cookie that supports Bolder Options. She lost her brother Carlos to a heart incident a few years back. And so Ryan Harrison, he joins us in studio here on The Lake Show to talk about his situation. First off, Ryan, happy to have you in studio. First time, I'm assuming, on WCCO Radio. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So my name's Ryan Harrison. I'm a teacher at Rosemont High School. I teach business, marketing, accounting. Also a DECA advisor there. I've been doing that for about 25-plus-ish years.
Okay.
Also involved in coaching. I've coached girls golf for about 15 years. I've also coached a lot of hockey and baseball, too, throughout the time.
So. Okay. All right. So that's great information for us to know about. Take us to Sunday, December the 10th of 2023.
Yeah, a day that I'll never forget, even though I don't remember much, ironically. So we were headed down to – my son plays hockey, and I was coaching his team. It was my son, my wife, and myself. We hopped in the car, headed down to Owatonna to go play an ice hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Played the game, and everything. And I leave that part out of it because the brain has protected me. So I'll go back and tell you what I found out about afterwards.
Yep.
But the game's over. We go back home, and as I'm walking out of the rink, I put my jacket in the back of the car. I press the start button in my car, and I have a Widowmaker, and I collapse. And so this is the part that I don't know, but I'm rephrasing. So if I might have screwed it up, because I'm still not 100%. I still don't know 100%.
Yeah,
I'm not,
it's all good. And some
of
the stuff is kind of like, it's like secondhand. Like people are kind of taking you through everything.
Yeah. So my my son.
So you collapse at that point.
Yes. So I was in the car, and I had the seatbelt on and everything. And then so my son, very heroically, mind you, he was 15 at the time.
Mm.
Called 911, flagged down, help, flagged down this person, and the good Lord was there. By chance, there just happened to be this woman who was dropping a Subway sub off, as the story goes.
And still at the rink?
Still at the rink in the parking lot of the Four Seasons Arena at Steele County Fairgrounds in Owatonna. And she just happened to be a nurse.
Oh, my gosh.
And she performed CPR They use the AED, all that stuff. Mm. I then was transported to Owatonna Hospital, and they then wanted to transfer to Mayo. And as the story I've been told is that the docs at Owatonna were on the phone with Mayo. They wanted to fly the helicopter to get me. They had stabilized me, but they weren't able to because of the weather that night.
Yep.
And so they sent an ambulance back and forth. I went down to – then they brought me to Mayo. In Mayo, they put a stent in for the blockage. And then – because I had a heart attack – so I had the Widowmaker and I had – an electrical dysfunction.
For people that aren't aware of what a Widowmaker is, is there a way to explain it, or give a small description?
It's probably the worst possible heart attack one could have.
Okay,
it's called a Widowmaker for that reason.
Yeah.
The heart attack, which was the Widowmaker, probably triggered the electrical dysfunction, which created the cardiac arrest. Because a heart attack and a cardiac arrest are two different things, and a lot of people combine them together. Because the heart attack, it's usually caused by a blockage. A cardiac arrest is usually electrical. So I had both kind of happen at the same time. So they got me to Mayo. They stabilized me. They put a stent in, and then I believe they were going to do the Impella, but they couldn't do an Impella for whatever reason. And then they went to go do an ECMO. And ECMO, I can't remember what it stood for, but it's pretty much life support.
Okay.
But it allows it kind of takes the work off of the heart, and it basically...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Allows your heart to rest
while it
does the work, per se. So,
and assist you, yep.
Yes,
yep.
And so... So they did that, and they got that, got me stabilized there. And then along the way, after that surgery, I had a clot form. They didn't know where the clot was. They actually kind of had to go down and do exploratory surgery, mm-hmm. In a sense, to go get this clot. And it was – I didn't realize until after it was all said and done how – risky this surgery was, because I was out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any of this. And they did the surgery. They found it. And that's about where I start remembering the first stuff is when I came out of that surgery.
Yeah.
And
man, you went through such a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that you're here. And just to be clear to the listening audience, when you are describing all of this, this is going back and talking to people and getting the kind of the play-by-play, if you will, because when we first were talking, everybody out there listening, Ryan says, from the moment that you press start on the car and you just kind of go out of it and you have the Widowmaker or the massive, attack, the next thing you know, it's like 5 days later and you are waking up in Mayo, right?
Yeah, I don't even really – I vaguely remember the drive down to Owatonna. I don't remember the game. When you get your clothes back and everything, I had my game card in there and I took copious notes like I do every single game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was with it and cognizant the whole time. I think the brain just protects you. And I vaguely remember even the game the night before – You know, we were in Chaska the night before, and I vaguely remember. So the brain really protected me.
Yeah, wow. We're talking to Ryan Harrison, teacher at Rosemont High School here on the Lake Show on News Talk, 830 WCCO. So you finally, you know, just come to, what, 4 or 5 days later?
I believe it was 4 or 5 days, yeah.
And then, you know, as you're talking to the people at Mayo and just – like, what was the first thing that you thought about? Like when they're actually telling you and giving you that play-by-play, and was your family in the room when you came to? Or
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, my family was there the whole time.
Yep.
My parents flew up from Texas. So, I mean, like, it was – yeah, they were all there. The first thing that kind of came through – that I remember that came through my mind was, oh – adjective, you know, like
you, yeah. It's like you're looking. Yeah. You probably looked around the room and like, whoa, what happened?
Where am I? That was what I first remember saying. And the amazing vascular surgeon, Dr. Kohlglaser, sorry if I mispronounced her name, but I remember looking at her and saying, "Am I going to be all right?" And she was very matter of fact, and you know, and it was a very risky thing. And I remember, like, I'm not going to accept that answer. I'm going to look over to the right, and there was a nurse or a doc over to the right, and like, I'm going to be okay. And they're like, "We're going to take good care of you." And I said, "Okay, I'm going to pay attention to you and that type of stuff." So yeah, and I've been told that when I first came out of it, so the first time, because they would reduce the drugs to see if you were, you know, cognizant and all that stuff. I said, like, I got to do sub notes. And they're all like, "Wait, we've got that taken care of." Right? I mean, what's the first thing a teacher thinks of is, I got to do my sub notes if I'm going to be out.
Yeah. So. I love it. I love everything about that. Wow. I know that in that moment, first off, I'm so glad that you just, it made me feel a certain way when you talked about how heroic your son was. And just the quick thinking to call 911 and get assistance for his father that he loves. I mean, I know that in that specific moment that was very, you know, traumatizing for him.
Yeah.
I guess, how's he doing these days?
He's doing good.
Okay.
He's good. He's a sophomore now, so he's got his license. So, of course, he thinks he owns the world, but he's doing really well.
Yeah. All right. So it's Heart Health Month. That is a thing for the entire month of February. You are friends with my friend. We share a mutual friendship with Tina Rexing, and you guys have wanted to bring awareness to it. And I mentioned earlier that Tina unfortunately lost her brother Carlos to a heart issue. I want to say it was about 3 or 4 years ago now. It's been at least 3 years. But talk about how you know Tina and how you got to the place of wanting to do a cookie.
Yeah, well, so I got to know Tina when her oldest son was walking through the hallways of Rosemont High School. And it was in the beginning of kind of her, I believe it was in the beginning of her business that she had started, the T-Rex cookies.
Yep.
And I got a sample, and I'm like, "This is a great story. How fun is this? Come speak to my class." And she's been a regular fixture speaking to my marketing and business classes forever. And
Luke, I mean, the boys love golf. They're golfers.
Yeah.
And you said you've coached
the girls golf.
The girls golf, yeah.
As an assistant.
So has there been some symmetry there in terms of like the whole golf thing?
Never played golf with them. I mean, I think they would both probably destroy me. I'm really good at putting golf balls in the woods. They hit more fairways.
The boys are really good.
Yeah,
they really
are. Yes, they are.
They're really good. All right, so tell us a little bit about the cookie.
So the cookie – so I got a call from or an email from one of Tina's managers saying, "Hey, we want to do a cookie and all this stuff. Would you want to do it?" I'm like, "Sure, that'd be fun."
Yeah.
I don't bake, but I'm like, I'll gladly come up with some ideas. So we came up with some ideas. And they asked, "What kind of charity do you want to go towards?" I'm like, "Well, sudden cardiac arrest. That would be the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation. That would be the one to go to." And we just kind of made it and had some fun. And it's basically a chocolate chip cherry and almond.
Oh, okay.
Cookie.
I think I've seen her post about
this.
Yes,
it's those swirl ones that you see on the Instagram. So really, really neat and kind of fun there. And it's delicious. I can say I've had one bite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really allowed to have that stuff anymore.
Yeah,
so,
and you acknowledged that before we came on the air. You said you've made some restrictions lifestyle-wise in terms of diet with regards to what you're eating and not eating.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the Mediterranean I call it Mediterranean Plus, but it's been good, you know. And the fact that I'm here to be able to joke about it is a good thing.
Yeah, it's not only a good thing, it's a great thing. Let me read something here from the story when it took place, when your incident took place and you were recovering, that I want to share with you from the website Bring Me the News. Mm-hmm. The Farmington Youth Hockey Association shared a Facebook post expressing its appreciation for Mr. Harrison and urging the community to help support his family. Mr. Harrison has devoted an incredible amount of time to all FYHA players, and now he and his family need our help. And then we're starting today through Sunday, December the 17th, that they were going to be matching donations. That just says, I think, so much about you and what you mean to the community that they went out of their way to say, we want to help give back to you. Another quote from the fundraiser, it reads, it says, he constantly gives to others. It is now time to help him and his family at this very stressful time. And of course, as a teacher, I appreciate you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. How does that make you feel when I read that? Probably, you know, I mean, beyond great. It probably makes you feel like you're loved.
Yeah. You know, and I think that was probably one of the biggest eye-openers for me, is because when you're a teacher, you're a coach, you're just in the trenches, your nose down, you just grind, and you just, you know, you just go, and you don't realize that how many people out there love and care for you. I mean, I think that's everybody.
Yep.
We're kind of in that society where it's tough, right? You open your email and you get bashed and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And there's just more people in your corner than you realize. And you're more loved and cared for than you realize. And it was really heartwarming. And it was really actually emotional for me because, you know, I didn't have that perspective, you know, before. But it was so warming. And that's probably an understatement on the way I felt.
How many years you been at Rosemont?
I think this is 25 or 26.
Mm. 25 or 26. That's and for the people out there listening, when you said DECA, what kind of describe what DECA is a little bit?
DECA is it's a student organization for students interested in pursuing a career in marketing, management, hospitality, entrepreneurship, finance. They do everything from create business plans to job interview skills to situational interview skills.
That's so awesome.
In a 30,000 foot level, but yeah.
There is something really important. And once again, we're talking to Ryan Harrison, business teacher at Rosemont High School here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO, who suffered a massive heart attack December 10th of 2023 and recovered nicely, back teaching, raising awareness for Heart Health Month, and has a cookie right now with T-Rex cookies. There is something that we have to talk about here in closing, though, that people should be aware of. And you mentioned it because I asked the question prior to the show about, did you have any symptoms? And there was something interesting that you brought up.
Yeah, I get that question actually a lot. And the symptoms, I don't recall any symptoms.
Okay.
However, in retrospect, I was taking Tums maybe two or three times a night.
Mm.
And you know, I wasn't super unhealthy. I wasn't a couch potato, and I definitely wasn't Jack LaLanne. I was not on those extremes.
I love that reference,
right?
Yeah.
but I would take Tums two or three times a night. A week.
Okay.
And I would kind of attest it to basically, I had one too many salty things or one too many sugary things or one too many fatty things.
Yep.
And come to find out that that actually was a warning, a possible warning sign of a heart issue that I didn't know until after the fact. And we kind of looked at it there. So,
And I'm glad that you mentioned it on the airwaves so that people out there that may be doing that, that may be thinking and just kind of – and not really understanding that possibly could be a symptom. I want them to know that and hear it from you. And I say that because when you told me that earlier before the show, it made me feel a certain way because in retrospect, those were some of the symptoms and some of the things in terms of the antacid use and stuff that the beloved Dark Star had before he died. I know that we talk about looking back to when he passed away, that June, And, you know, the news reports that, you know, he was found in his apartment near Ridgedale and Minnetonka and all that. But, you know, I was somebody that spent a good amount of time with Dark in the press box at Canterbury Park. He even joined me on the radio several times when I was previously at KFAN. And after he had left WCCO and kind of his time had ended here, you know, he would pop up on the radio over at KFAN. And I knew that that was something that, you know, Doctor's kind of one of those old guys, kind of like, you know, put some dirt on it and just rub it. We're good to go. And you just don't, like, what you don't know is what you don't know. So you kind of talking about that and expressing that, I think, is something that we should all know about, because maybe that'll save somebody's lives. Maybe somebody that's kind of dealing with something right now and they're saying, you know, I just pop a couple of Tums or NISs because I just, you know, I'm a little bit off right now and this is what I think it is. It's probably a symptom of something deeper.
Right. And, you know, just, I think we there's always a news story on that. And if something feels a little off and if you think it's more than just a little ache or a little pain, definitely, yeah, take a look into it. Get it checked out, you know. And again, there's more warning signs out there than what you realize besides the obvious, right? What the obvious is the numbness in the left arm, right?
Yep.
The chest pain, all that stuff. I had no idea the whole—
Because you just didn't have any of that going.
No, right. And the weird thing is since my incident, now well over a year, I haven't— – and I eat jalapenos 2 to 4 times
like
a
spicy
week.
Food, yeah.
Because I can't have salt, so I got to flavor it some other way. But I don't— – I haven't had any Tums and needed any antacid or haven't had any indigestion since then. So that really makes me to believe that, and I would have never connected the dots.
Yeah. Man, I'm just so happy for you, you know, first off, that you're healthy, that you're there for your son, that you're there for your loved ones, for your wife, and things are going extremely well. If there's one thing that you want to leave with the listening audience about your journey and everything that you've been through, what would that be?
One or two.
We got a minute.
Learn CPR. If it wasn't for the quick actions of the bystanders of the CPR and the AED, I wouldn't be able to be here right now. It's so important. And that's what the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation goes and supports. They want that to be there. And then I'll go back to the other one is you are more loved and cared about than you realize. And don't make a tragic event be something that's why people know that you love or care about them. Tell them every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, that's awesome, man. It's a perfect way to end the interview. Ryan Harrison, business teacher at Rosemont High School. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Absolutely.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.